Heading to Te Tai Tokerau Northland now, and specifically Kerikeri, where Job Club has been set up to help people realise their full potential and find work. Joining me now is the founder of Job Club, Nikki Simmons. Kia ora, Nikki.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us all about Job Club. How did it get started?
It's a bit of a long story, but my partner and I were working for a company that was helping locals get into the orchards. Instead of the RSC workers not being able to come over, so that's a bit of a really good move to try and get locals into working in the orchards, which we've got a lot of up here. And that was working really well. So unfortunately that didn't carry on because it was a very new enterprise, and it wasn't affordable for to have too many people working in that business. So basically we decided that it would be really cool to try and help those people that were still looking for work and get them into work if we could. But the most important part was that the organisation we were working with before were actually doing some amazing pre-employment programs to try and get people work ready and basically get away from that whole being on the benefit mentality and get them motivated to work. So we just wanted to continue that, basically. And we knew that there were quite a few people looking for work still. And, so that was our first port of call, really.
So do you join Job Club as a member? How does that part work?
Essentially we just, at the moment it's still quite new. So we want to set this up as a membership, but at the moment it's just people that just keep coming every week. So it's totally up to people who want to come. But from Facebook, we've just been getting a lot of people. And, we do want to do a membership style because at the moment it has been completely funded by myself and my partner. So it would be nice to have a little sort of cool heart. But we're looking for funding at the moment to try and have a space that we can have all week so people can, drop in and get support.
And how does the Job Club work? If I was to show up, what would happen?
You would turn up, you would introduce yourself, everybody would introduce themselves to you, find out what you're looking for, maybe just find out a little bit about yourself. We'd just start to maybe even match you with potential jobs that are being advertised at the moment. Try and ascertain what you would really like to do. I think that's one difference between us, maybe, is the fact that we actually want to find out what people want to do as a job or a career, as opposed to being just placed into a job. So that's sort of, again, it's really finding out what their needs are, what they want to do, what their vision is.
And are you catering for a particular age group?
No, it's our demographic is quite varied. So we are going from probably, I think the youngest has been about 19 to about somebody in their probably late 50s. So, yeah, it's really, really different cultures, different nationalities. We've had the Whangarei Multicultural Society really interested in supporting us because they've got quite a few people that are moving up to this district and needing to get into work and want to feel settled. I think that's the key thing. Then we have people on the benefit. We have people moving up from different regions. So it's very, very varied. But the young people that we've been getting are the ones with the entrepreneur sort of bent, really. They want to actually start up their own businesses, and that's something else that we really want to encourage and support.
What kind of ideas and thoughts have people had in that regard?
One of our young men has come up with a brilliant idea that's not new, but it's new to this region. It's actually helping our older generation with, well, not necessarily our older generation, other people as well, but with technology. So with computers and setting up their phones or helping them with their iPads and their laptops. So he's really keen to do something like that. Another lovely young man has come up with an idea about interviewing actually our older people about their stories, so getting their stories so we could actually inspire future generations. So that's something I've picked up on and I'm actually trying to put into an actual business model for him. So that's another thing that we're trying to do is to really support new enterprises. So keep your eye out for Armchair Stories, which is something that we're just about to set up.
And how do people find Job Club in Kirikiri, Nikki?
So we are based at the moment in Kingston House, which is at 123 Honeheke Road in Kirikiri. But we are looking for funding now to set up a space that we can be open all week. So it can be like a drop-in centre where people can come and get support with CVs and cover letters, and then we can do workshops. We want to do drama workshops to help with confidence building. We might get Toastmasters and organisations like that to come and speak. So we want to get lots of different people to come down and speak and support our members.
Great talking with you tonight, Nikki. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much indeed.